And good evening, all sports fans, music lovers, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, all. This is Bob Gouchereau, your host for the Music of Yesteryears, coming to you from KRVS 88.7 FM in the Lafayette Lake Charles, Louisiana area, public radio for all of South Louisiana, and listener supported for 57-plus years, and we thank you so very much. And first things first, we're in our fundraising section of the year. Fall fundraiser is in process right now, and it's FUND Razor, not FUN Razor. And we appreciate all the help through the years, as I always say, any hour of the day, any day of the week, any week of the month, any month of the year, for your support for our efforts here at KRVS. I hope everything's going well with you in this virus era. We have another virus era show. We're going to have another one of those More Of shows. This is going to be the second half of the LP album that was given years ago by Big D. And it's big band stuff. It's the Big Band Era LP. Two LP production put out many years ago by the people at RCA Victor. And we're going to play side three and side four for you today, and I hope that you will enjoy it. We're going to start out with Boogie Woogie St. Louis Blues. That's going to be done by Fatty Hines, as they call it. We recorded back in 2013, long time ago. Yes, fam. 2013, 48. And that was many years ago. This first section is going to go from, I think, 48 to about 51. And then the second section starts out, we start out in 40, go to about 48. And then the second section will be started from 41 to 56. But the first one will be Boogie Woogie by Father Hines. And I think that you will enjoy this. And I hope that everything's going well for you. As I said, observing the instructions we have for the social distancing and washing your hands and masks, etc. And hope everything's going well with you and all your friends. But we'll hope this virus will be by us soon. And we'll get started right now with the Boogie Woogie St. Louis Blues by Father Hines. And I think this number, I've got the right number on this. Let's see, February 13, 1940, a long time ago. And we're here for you right now. La musique des années passées, maintenant. St. Louis Blues Boogie, Father Hines. Thank you. Okay, we'll stop the turntable for a moment. The next number we're going to hear is going to be Frenesy. A guy by the name of Dominguez wrote this many years ago. Artie Shaw and his great orchestra recorded this arrangement on 7/24/38, the liner says. And they got a list of players here that won't stop. I'm not going to read them all to you, but there are quite a few of them that I'll read from time to time as we play these albums going on forward. But nevertheless, Artie Shaw had some great players in his orchestra. And, of course, he was an outstanding musician himself. And we're going to listen to Frenesy, F-R-E-N-E-S-I. And I hope that you will enjoy it. This is Frenesy, this, number two on side three of the Big Band Era RCA two-disc platter. And we're going to play it for you right now. Frenesy on the music of yesteryear. La musique des années passées. Remember that one? Time to dance. We'll stop the turntable once more. There's a cello listed on that number. There's a violin listed on that number. An oboe. All kind of musicians listed for that particular number. An arrangement by Artie Shaw, recorded back 7/24/38. Frenesy. Next one is number three on his side. Three is After Hours, Avery Parish number, it says on the liner. Erskine Hawkins and his orchestra are going to do this for us. They did it way back when. 6/10/40. Many, many years ago. Again, all of this great music from years gone by. La musique des années passées. And what comes of it after hours, après les heures, maintenant. Remember that one. Still time to dance. Remember that one? After Hours by Avery Parrish. Erskine Hawkins arrangement, done back 6/10/1940. The next number we're going to hear is the Pumpkin Turnpike, dance number, jump number. It's by Charlie Barnett and his orchestra. Charlie Barnett, of course, is alto sax guy, led a great group of musicians through the years. This number was recorded on 7/1940, just a month or so after the After Hours number we just heard. But here we go, Pumpkin Turnpike. On the music of yesteryear, la musique des années passées, maintenant. See if you remember this one. Time to dance. Echo effect. Stops rather suddenly. Pumpton, P-O-M-P-T-O-N, Turnpike. Charlie Barnett and the guy answering on his trumpet and Charlie on his alto sax. Recorded back July 19, 1940. And then the next one in this set, number five on side three, is Take the A-Train. Strayhorn's great number with the Duke Ellington Orchestra. Recorded that one on February 15, 1941. Way back when, Take the A-Train, great music by great big band groups, and all brought to you, of course, each week on the music of yesteryear. Here we go with the Duke Ellington Orchestra and Take an A-Train on the music of yesteryear. Still time to dance. Thank you. That winds up side three of the great big band era LP album, Take the A-Train, great Strayhorn number, recorded February 15, 1941. Great music going way back when and always played for the best of listeners. And we want you to know that this particular program is supported for public radio by the Acadiana area and KVRS's Cultural Service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. And we provide it for you 24 hours a day, every day in the week. To learn more about KRBS and what we do here, you can visit our website at krbs.org. And as we've said so many times, any hour of the day, any day of the week, any week of the month, any month of the year, it's time for support. And we're in the midst of our fall fundraising drive right now. And we're doing it a little differently this year because of the virus in our area all over the world. And we hope that everybody's observing what they have to make this thing go away as soon as possible. And we hope that everything is well with you, as I said before. And next we're going to move over and play side four, which is the fourth part of the two LP album, The Big Band Era. And this starts back with the recordings back in November of 41. It'll go to June of 56. And the first one, we're going to start off with the album number four, or side four, shall we say, of the album, is A String of Pearls, a great number by the Glenn Miller Orchestra. This was recorded 11-3-41, 11-3-41. And Gordon Benneke is one of the Tex sax guys on this particular arrangement. I think Gordon was Tex Benneke's given name. And, of course, he did the big band group for Glenn Miller after Glenn was killed during the war over in Europe. But nevertheless, we're going to start out with A String of Pearls, and then following that, we'll hear Opus 1, a great number by Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra. And that was, of course, recorded back in November 14, 1944. But we'll move now to the next turntable, and A String of Pearls with the Glenn Miller Orchestra on the music of yesteryears, La Musique des Années Passées on KRVS 88.7 FM. In the Lafayette, Lake Charles, Louisiana area, we go from Lafayette on up toward Alexandria, on over past Beaumont into Texas, on out into the Gulf, and on past Baton Rouge going east of here. So we're glad to have all of you listening, and we hope that you're enjoying the show and the music that I selected for you this evening. Here's Opus 1. I beg your pardon. Here's A String of Pearls. Opus 1 will be next. And this is String of Pearls by the Glenn Miller Orchestra. Then again, 11-3-41. All again on the music of yesteryear, La Musique des Années Passées.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that one? Stop turntable number two for just a moment. That was A String of Pearls, Glenn Miller and his orchestra, 11-341 recording date. And Benneke, Tex Benneke was in that group. The next we're going to hear is Opus One, and I want to read a few of the people's names, the men of the band in this particular one. It's going to be Opus One with Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra. And along with Tommy Dorsey, we got the guy by the name of Nelson Riddle Jr. playing trombone in him. And the drummer, of course, is Buddy Rich. And there's about 15 other people listed. I can't list them or read them all to you. But nevertheless, outstanding musicians, all of them. But here's Opus 1, the Tommy Dorsey group, recorded back 11-14-44. And I hope that you will enjoy it. Again, all of this music on the big band era LP given to me years ago by Big Daddy, and I thank him so very much. Here we go with Opus 1 on the music of yesteryear, La Musique des Années Passées. Remember that one? Opus 1. Thank you. that drummer, Buddy Rich, got in his licks. Opus 1, Tommy Dorsey and his great band, recorded 11/14/44. And we're going to move over next and play Tippin' In. This is one you probably remember from way back when. Erskine Hawkins Orchestra, Erskine Hawkins trumpet player. And he had a great bunch of people playing with him. They're all listed as giving credits on this liner notes. But I can't read all these names on each one of the numbers. That's all we do all evening. But nevertheless, here we go with Tippin' In by Erskine Hawkins and his great orchestra, recorded, it says, January 10th, 45. And it's just a great number by a guy named Smith. Don't have any other information than that on the album or on the liner. And I hope that you will enjoy it. Tippin' In with Erskine Hawkins on the music of yesteryear. La musique des années passées. Commence maintenant. Remember that one. Erskine Hawkins did real great on those high notes there. He's quite a trumpet player. Tippin' In, recorded back a long time ago, 10th day of January 1945. And next we're going to hear Mr. Robin's Roost. It's the number by Count Basie and his orchestra. He recorded 10/1947. Had no other information about it. Mr. Robin's Roost. And I hope that you will enjoy it. This is the Count Basie Orchestra on the music of yesteryear. ¶¶ Mr. Roberts Roos. Time to dance. Was the second to last number on this set for this evening. I got one more to play for you, and I think you're going to enjoy it. Study in Brown, done by the Larry Clinton Orchestra on June 1st, 56, and Doc Severinsen is in the trumpet section of this particular group. Larry Clinton's orchestra recorded 6156, Study in Brown, on the music of yesteryear. La musique des années passées. Thank you. And that concludes platter number 4 on the Big Band Era LP. I think we'll have time to play a few numbers by Scott Hamilton on his tenor sax with Jake Hanna on the drums and Dave McKenna on the piano. It's a Major League tape that I've had for a number of years. I think you will enjoy the music I have on there for you. Also want to thank the good Lord for protecting all of us through 2 hurricanes so far, Laura and Delta, and preparing later this week for Zeta, Z-E-T-A, scheduled to come in later this week, perhaps a little east of us, not directly in our area, but we hope everybody's taking precautions to protect themselves and their families and their properties because of these terrible storms. We've had 3 of them in the last 3 or 4 weeks, and we hope that everything's gone well for you, and I hope that you'll enjoy this music we'll have at the end of the program. This is Scott Hamilton, an outstanding tenor sax guy. First number he's going to play is Harry Warren and Al Dubin's great, great number, September in the Rain. All again on the music, yes, yeah, la music des années passées. Dave McKenna on the piano. Drummer Jake Hanna. Tenor sax, Scott Hamilton. Thank you. we hit the pause button on Tape Machine. Pause for a while. Scott Hamilton on his tenor sax, Jake Hanna on the drums, and Dave McKenna on the piano. September in the Rain. The next number we're going to play for him is This Is All I Ask by Mr. Phillips' number, and I hope that you will enjoy it. The number you just heard, September in the Rain, was recorded, I beg your pardon, copyrighted back in 1937 by Harry Warren, who wrote great, great music, and Al Dubin, the guy that did the lyricist work for him, Al Dubin. Here we go with This Is All I Ask, Scott Hamilton on tenor sax, with Jake Hanna on drums and Dave McKenna on piano, on the music of yesteryear, La Musique des Années Passées. Dave McKenna on the piano. Thank you. That's about all I'm going to really hear this number. I'm going to have to close out this number on this show for this week, and we'll get into our closing theme, which is Too Little Time, the Glenn Miller Orchestra. Hope that you enjoyed the music I had for you this evening. Hope everything's going well for you, and you'll have a pleasant evening. And we also want to recognize each week our servicemen, veterans who served our country, protecting our freedoms to this very day, as well as all the volunteers serving in the nursing homes and hospitals and other places, helping those in need. And also our local heroes, the blood donors, giving of themselves to help others. The people helping at the mouth were at Cancer Center for Children in Lafayette and the Southwest Louisiana Autism Society. Bob Gouchereau, your host here at KRVS 88.7 FM in the Lafayette, Lake Charles, Louisiana area. And we hope that everything will go well for you. Hope you'll be with me next Tuesday at 7. Hope we get through this next planned hurricane coming near us, Zeta. And hope that everything will be well with you and the virus as we fight it from day to day, week to week. Hope everything will be swell with you this evening. Hope you have a very pleasant evening, and God bless you all. See you next Tuesday at 7. And repeat this show if you want to hear it at 3 o'clock every Thursday morning for the early risers. Too little time.
Bonjour mes amis, ça ici c'est